March 19th.
It is March 19th.
And where are we? The name of this area? Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, an interview with Thomas Tibbs at his home in Fallbrook, specifically Palo Mesa Village in Southern California. The date is March 19th, 1996, and this is a somewhat impromptu first session for an archive's oral history. The interviewer is Paul Carlstrom, and well, Tom, it is indeed a pleasure to meet you, and I'm grateful that you're willing to just start up immediately with doing some interview. I was enjoying our conversation earlier and the tales that you had to tell. I couldn't bear to see them just go off into thin air, so it's nice of you to let me turn the tape recorder on. And what I would like to do in this interview, and I hope it is a series, and I hope that we're able to do at least one more, is to, in effect, track your most interesting career, primarily association with museums, with building museums, with, as far as I can tell, playing an important role in promoting contemporary art in different parts of the country, and then also your involvement with crafts. And why don't you, usually it's good to start out these interviews in the beginning, not that we're going to dwell on your childhood or anything, but just to lay in a little bit of your own background, family, and so forth.
Okay, I was born a Hoosier, and I escaped to go away to school, never to return, other than for family visits. My family background pretty much were people interested in automobiles and automobile engineering, which was a talent that I had not one ounce of. I had a family that wasn't terribly anxious to see me go into the field of fine arts on the grounds that one didn't make a living at it.
But you were interested already.
Yes.
How did that come about?
Well, it came about, I think, by some very unusual teachers in the early grades, for example. I had one that saw to it that I got art classes at the museum, and another that was interested in my concerns for music and provided music study. And then when I was in high school, we were visited by the vice president of the University of Rochester to talk to the seniors. And I was so impressed with him that I decided that's where I was going. It happened also to be the home of the Eastman School of Music, which was a famous school. So I went to U of R and Eastman School and killed two birds with one stone.
Now, you said earlier that, I don't know if it was you did a double or a triple major, English literature as well.
Yes, you know. But that came about by fascination with the stunning woman who was the head of the English department, who had more male students than female students always in her classes. And so I took a lot of work just to sit at her feet.
And, it wasn't then a pure love of literature.
Well, that was there, but it wasn't. It would not have compelled me to do as much work in it as I did. So, but the University of Rochester is unique in that the City Art Museum was owned by the university and was on campus. And so all of my years as both undergraduate and graduate student in fine arts was spent in a museum working with collections. We did have a lecture room with some slide talks, but that's very different than going into a gallery and handling original works. And that determined me to go professionally into the museum field.
And what years were these?
Early to mid 40s. Mm-hmm. After finishing